Call me Biggie.
How come? Why?
How come that?
Yeah.
Had a girl staying with us, and she nicknamed every one of us. Called her Big Mama, wasn't it? Pretty Little Mama, me Big Daddy, and Jay Little Daddy.
Oh, I see.
And that's where the children the got thing. Big Daddy all the time.
I see. And now, when you talk about your children, what did you call them when they were small?
I just called them by their names.
Yeah, but if you're talking about them, you might say my
boy and my daughter, Ray or Faye.
Yeah, and together they were your
children.
You know, and they a thing like kind of like a it's like almost like a crib, you know, except that it has with wheels on it and kind of a hood over it, and they push a baby in that.
A baby carriage, a buggy, I reckon. We had two.
Okay. Now, if you take a baby out in that, you might say, I'm going to go out and...
town? Take him out for a walk.
Okay. Would you say roll the baby, or ride the baby, or wheel the baby?
Wheel the baby, I guess.
Wheel the baby. Okay. And you're talking about, you say you had one son and one...
daughter.
And she wasn't a boy, but a
girl.
Yeah. And a woman who assists in the birth of a child, somebody in the neighborhood maybe, you know, who might help at the time of childbirth.
Well, yes, a lot of them.
Yeah. What do they call them? They have a special name. Like, there might be one woman in the neighborhood.
My mother was I don't know what they call them, but baby doctors or...
Well, let me just give you several examples, maybe, you know, choices, and you tell me which one sounds, or maybe a couple of them. One is a granny woman, or a midwife, or a granny, or a godmother sometimes, in that sense, too.
I reckon that's answer for everyone. Okay, they'd be the same thing, but sum it down, ain't it?
Yeah. Well, which one sounds most familiar to you?
I couldn't tell.
Granny woman is fairly common?
That's mostly what they always call. Old granny woman.
Okay, all right, fine. Now, if a boy has facial features, you know, very much like his father, you say the boy...
looks like his father, right. Favors his father.
Okay, now what if he behaves the way his father does, especially if he has his father's bad habits?
Well, if he had a good father and had good habits,
okay.
I reckon it.
Yeah. But I mean, would you still say he favors his father in that sense, or would you use something else like he takes after or has his father's ways?
Well, he's a way. Take him or dislike his father.
Okay. Now, you're talking about a woman, say she had a hard life, her husband died, and she, six children all by herself, she...
with a woman, had to raise them.
Yeah. Okay.
Up herself, had a hard time.
Okay, now if you're scolding a child, and you said, now you better behave yourself, or you're going to get a...
whipping?
Yeah.
Spanking?
Now, okay. Now, a spanking wouldn't... Is there anything... Would use anything stronger over than a whipping? Is that...
I guess a whipping, spanking be pretty well the same thing.
And if you hadn't seen a child for a long time, and when you saw him again, he was much taller, you might say, my, how you've...
have grown.